To breakfast on BBC Radio Manchester with Alison Butterworth and Andy Crane. Joining us live now is Yasmin Alawi, who's from Rethink Rebuild Society. They are the voice of the Syrian community in Manchester. Good morning to you, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Last time we spoke, beginning of August, the stories of migrants attempting to stow away in the Channel Tunnel, that was making the headlines then. Things have clearly moved on. How has the community in Manchester reacted to what's been happening in the last couple of weeks?
We've been seeing a huge outpouring of support from the community. We really can't keep up. So people have been messaging us, seeing how they can get involved, whether they can cook for a Syrian family, whether they can house for a Syrian family. So it's been very positive.
Have attitudes changed, do you think, in the last few weeks? I mean, I think of the photograph of the little boy on the beach, but other things have happened. Has people's attitude changed, Yasmin?
They have changed. Like I said, we've been seeing a huge outpouring of support. Syria is definitely on people's minds again. So in that case, it is very positive. But with respect to the underlying country policy, in terms of now we're hearing the UK government starting to talk about airstrikes in Syria. So in that respect, that's a more worrying development for us.
Why so? The theory behind the airstrikes would be that if we deal with the issue, the refugees won't have to leave. And I'm sure, like most people, they would like to be at home. Is that not a solution to the problem?
Yeah, that's actually the solution that we'd like to see. So what we want to see the government do is take action in Syria so that we don't see refugees arrive in Syria. But then it comes to the question of how do you do this? And when you talk to Syrians, whether they're refugees or whether they've been in the UK for a lot longer, they'll tell you, please take action in Syria to help us stay within our country. And when you ask them, what does that mean? They will tell you that the primary problem in Syria is the regime, which has been massacring its people for 4 years. We have over 250,000 people dead in Syria because of the regime's brutality. So when we're talking about the Assad regime specifically, we're talking about the use of chemical weapons, the use of airstrikes. But on the other hand, the proposed British policy that we're seeing is not targeted at the Assad regime, and that's what is worrying us.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate that. Yasmin Alawi, who speaks for the Rethink Rebuild Society, who are the voice of the Syrian community in Manchester.